How do
Yeah.
you guys maintain your senses of selves while not being long distance? Like
I don't have any sense of self anymore. I
really?
have a podcast called Dear Shandy. My name doesn't even exist anymore.
Dear Shandy. Welcome back to Dear Shandy, listeners. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Look at your delicious creamsicle dress.
It really, creamsicle, what a flavor is that?
It's the best. You know creamsicle right away. It's never, you're never like, oh, what flavor is that? It's always, you know it's creamsicle when it's creamsicle.
It's true. Yeah. Today is caller day. Mm-hmm. We love caller day.
We do.
Yeah. I feel like if we could just do caller day always, that's what we would do. Yeah. We are joined today by a neighbor. Because this caller is just over in Brooklyn, just across the water. Mm-hmm. And her name is Marcella. Marcella, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Spending your Friday night with us. It means extra when it's Friday. So we already know your name and where you are. Do you mind giving us your age, the age of the partner in question, and your story, please?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm 24 and my boyfriend is 26. So the story starts last summer. For context of where me and my boyfriend were when we met, I had been in like a 2-year-ish long relationship with someone from college. We tried to make it work out of college. It was a clusterfuck, as those things usually are. And my boyfriend, who's a little older, had also been with someone from college. They were together for 5 years and lived together. And she broke up with him in December 2019, and then we met in July of 2020. Ooh. So we both were kind of fresh-ish out of long-term relationships. We met on Hinge. He's the first person I've ever met in person on Hinge, and I'm so in love with this person, so it just was really good luck. And we went on a first date. It was really great, and then on our second date, we're like a few hours into the date, everything is going well. And then he like starts to get visibly nervous and is like, I need to tell you something. And I was like, what's going on? Like, I'm nervous. This is way too soon for anything like nervous to be happening. And then he's like, I am moving at the end of the month. I'm going back to Michigan, which is where he's from, to start a grad school program that's for 2 years. And he's like, if you don't want to see me anymore, I understand. Like, I really like you. And I'm like sad to share this or whatever. And at that point in my life, I was like, who am I to turn down a beautiful August in Brooklyn with someone that I really like, even if
in the pandemic too.
Yeah. I'm like, he lives alone. He works from home. Great. I might feel like shit after, but worse things have happened to me. So we spend a beautiful August together, are seeing each other all the time, like really amazing. And then he leaves to Michigan and I'm like, I really liked him, but I was like, it's too premature to really have any expectations here or like know where this is going to go. So we left it on like, I really like you. And he was like, you can visit, but I'm like, this guy is going to fucking forget about me the second he goes to art school and meets all these like hot art girls. and then to my surprise, he kept texting me. And you guys, this is when I knew it was real. He sent me an email like 2 weeks into being in grad school and was like, these are the dates that work for me. When can you come visit? Whatever. So and you know, it's real when there's an email involved.
And the planning.
I know, planning.
That email is like the modern version of like a letter that you open with scroll.
Yes. Yeah.
It
one
is.
That has calligraphy. A wax seal.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
It.
Like a hot wax seal.
Yeah.
Also, okay. Seeing your crush's name in your email inbox is just exhilarating.
yes, it is. Dopamine rush, big time.
Yes. So I visited him and ended up engaging in like a year-long inadvertent long-distance relationship is what I call it, where like we weren't calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend. We weren't explicitly monogamous, but we were like visiting each other for like 2 weeks at a time, like every few months, basically. And it was like and we would talk every day, say we really liked each other, et cetera. I have an anxious attachment style, so I was freaking the fuck out the whole time and trying to be chill, which I think I did well. And then in April, we decided to become monogamous. And the whole time, the reason I even like humored this relationship is that he always was planning on coming back to New York in the summer. And he did. And we just got off of having a great summer together where we like escalated the relationship, dropped the L word bomb. And it wasn't a bomb. It was a good thing. I don't know why I'm here with that. We became monogamous, whatever. We have labels, et cetera. But he went back to Michigan for his last year of grad school, like a few weeks ago. And I don't know. I just spiral about that. And I feel like, one, anxious that I'm like wasting a year of like my youth in a long distance relationship, even though I really love him. And also I feel anxious that we both got out of, like, met each other right after getting out of long relationships. So like the last time that each of us had sex with our exes was 1 month before we met. So I'm like, this is very, there's like a kind of an overlap, I feel, almost. And is it okay? I said sex.
Wait, so you're allowed to say fuck like 20 times, but you can't say sex? Yeah, you're good.
Okay, the F word just rolls off the tongue for me.
I know, you kind of forget. Like,
this is a family show, Marcella. Okay, we'd appreciate it if you refrain from your filthy language.
So that's the timeline. Basically, my question to you is it a waste of time to do a long distance relationship when you're young? Is the timeline of our exes concerning?
So just to be clear, you have anxiety either way, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to get that out of the way. You're anxious if you stay in this relationship because of your attachment style, and you always, and it's long distance, it's difficult and all this stuff, mm-hmm. but you also, your anxiety if you break up is just, I'm missing out on this amazing once in a lifetime connection.
Yeah. Am I self-sabotaging by breaking up?
Okay. So I want to start with one of these two pieces that you're asking about, and that is the relationships you had prior. I personally don't really think that's a concern.
I don't understand that concern either.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you both got out of relationships. Sometimes it takes people years to get in another one. Sometimes you get lucky. And I don't think, unless you think that you went into this like rebound style and you're clinging on to it because you're just afraid of being single, which is not the vibe I'm getting at all, that it has really any bearing.
I don't think it has
on your current
either.
Relationship. Do you can correct us if you think we're wrong about that?
No, I think you guys are right. I guess my concern is that like it's important to know how to be alone, and like ping ponging from one relationship to another. I'm just like, did I ever really learn to be alone, or am I just like trying?
Were you alone? How long was your relationship before him?
Like 2 years. I was alone for like a few months. And I felt like, you know, when you feel like horrible about a breakup and then you start to feel like euphoric, like a few months mm-hmm. after the horror, yeah. I was starting to gain my stride right when I met him.
Okay.
So I'm like, I was good alone, but I didn't really get to be alone for that long feeling good, I guess. Overthinking it?
I personally think you are, because if you're going to start analyzing it like that, then you're going to have an argument for every single scenario. Do you see what I'm saying? Like right now it's like, okay, but then I wasn't alone, or then I'm missing out on something good, and then I'm missing out on my youth, and I'm missing out on this relationship. Like I do think that you can start to spiral with the overthinking sometimes. Okay. And you can jump in. Do you?
No, I think that's something you should not be thinking about. It's irrelevant. If you're in a good relationship, you shouldn't be questioning like some logistical issue that happened before the relationship. You're in a good relationship.
Yeah.
That's it. Take it at face value.
Yes. And you know, if the relationship is as special as you seem to think it is, and of course you can always jump in and correct us if we have it wrong and your relationship actually has cracks in it that you're not telling us about. But then you're just lucky.
Okay.
You know, you could be like, oh, I wish I was single for 6 months, but
that's
okay.
Right.
So you weren't, you know, that's not everyone's going to have this perfect chronological timeline of breakup, recovery, enjoying singledom, and then meet someone new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got lucky that you met someone on your first real life Hinge date, and it's turned out to be a beautiful relationship. I don't know if you should. That's where I feel like that's a little problematic, to be like, well, it's really great, but do you tend to be a grass is greener person?
Yes, and I also am jealous. I know you guys, it's not Shandy's, we shouldn't be jealous, but I do struggle with that. So I feel like I already feel insecure about like the magnitude of a 5-year relationship that they lived together that happened like right before me. It's like I feel just like intimidated by the scale of that relationship. So I think it worries me that it happened so close to ours.
No. Yeah, just no. We're not going to even delve into that. I'm just going to give that a hard no, full stop. Just forget about the prior relationships.
Yeah.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should focus on the matter at hand, which is whether or not you can tolerate a long-distance relationship.
And before we go on with that, I just also want to mention that he may be a serial monogamist, but that doesn't make him a bad candidate for a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, yes, he dated someone for 5 years. I guarantee you it lasted longer than it should have.
Okay.
Right.
I guarantee. I don't need to know their relationship to know that it did. And so he met you after. Like, he's probably the kind of guy who is committal and likes to be in a relationship.
Also probably bad at breaking up with people, yeah, which is also a positive if you want to really stick it out.
But yeah, I would caution against really analyzing every potential crack, because that's really going to be your undoing in life.
Yeah.
And I say this as a potential overthinker.
No,
like you're outdoing even me right now.
Okay. I will no longer bark up that tree.
Yes. Thank you.
Unless, of course, he revealed things and there were, you know, he still has, I don't know, if you find you have a weird feeling about how they communicate, you can fill us in on anything there.
Well, can you just indulge me for one more second?
Yeah.
The girlfriend broke up with him. Like, he wasn't planning on breaking up. So I'm just like,
supports my serial monogamist theory.
I'm just like, so you would still be with her. And if she wasn't, like, do you know what I mean? It just makes me feel like he would have been passive and in this other relationship still. But I guess that's
so problem. You're worried that he won't break up with you if he needs to?
I guess, kind of.
That's a really reasonable worry, actually.
It's like advanced level it's concerns.
Very meta. So just so I understand before we get into the advice segment, how good is this relationship? I want you to be very honest.
Yes.
Are there any cracks here, or is this just 100% solid?
It's the healthiest relationship I've ever been in.
Okay.
I think it's very good.
Okay. And do you feel that he's completely on board with your feelings about how good it is?
Yes. Okay. I feel like he's more, I'm usually the one who's like flighty about it.
Okay.
She can admit it.
This is just a few basic questions. Are you ready to like settle down, not necessarily get married now, but are you ready to like commit to this being your forever relationship? Are you at that point? If it could be.
Well, that's a scary question. I think he is the kind of person that I could see myself building a happy life with. He's the kind of partner that I would want to be with for a long time.
Okay.
I'm 24 though.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, that's the issue.
That's the concern.
My next question is, other than the logistics, the ex, the timeline, you wanting to be single, the long distance, all these things that are sort of you analyzing logistical things and timing, what, if anything, is wrong with this relationship?
And he doesn't fucking live close to me.
Right.
Okay.
So it's like the one thing.
Okay.
Is that not good enough?
No. It's...
I don't think it's good enough.
When is he done with school?
In like a year.
So in a year, he's completely done.
Yeah.
So in a year, you could live in the same place.
Yeah.
And that would be the plan.
Yes.
So you really, we're talking about a year of time. Do you have, I'm a little confused. So are you feeling like you're missing out on potentially meeting other guys, or
being single and dating?
Do you feel like you're missing? Yeah, just
like
exactly.
The what if, the adventure?
I'll be honest, and this gets to your question, Andy, about if this seems like it could be a long thing. I do feel like it could be. And I just am like, feel like this year would be maybe our like last chance to like not like see other people and experience being alone and not in a relationship. which is where I'm like, we both jumped into this and I'm like, should we use this year to like learn to be alone or whatever? Am I idealizing this?
Wow, this is very advanced.
Well, so my question based on that is, let's say you do that and he meets someone else.
Right.
How do you feel?
Horrible, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, does the thought of that feeling make you want to stay in this relationship?
Yeah. And I think that's why I have so far, where I'm just like, I really like this person and they want to be with me, but it's really hard for me to be long distance. Like I, you know, don't enjoy it. I feel like it makes me not be the best version of myself in the relationship and in my life, because I'm constantly feeling like drawn to something that's not around me, I guess. Mm-hmm.
It is a form of torture.
Yeah.
I've been in many long distance relationships in my day. And when I was 24, I was in a long distance relationship. I do regret not getting out of that relationship, but that's because of that relationship, not because of its long distanceness.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
So, I just want you to think about what I just said there. Like, that relationship really was not meant to be. I learned a ton from it, but the fact that it was long distance was a very annoying hurdle that ended up, I think, having no bearing on the fact that we broke up. We broke up because we were just not supposed to be together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, trust me, I know what a pain in the ass it is. And I know the feeling of being in your early 20s and being like, oh, like, I kind of wish I was, you know, have the early 20s adventures and be living life to the fullest and just sort of being a yes person and doing things and who knows, meeting someone, you know, at a corner, and you never know. I understand that.
So I feel like you're struggling with the concept of sort of giving yourself over to this lifestyle as opposed to the person or the long distance element. I feel like, let's just say I guaranteed you, here's a package. I guarantee you that in 1 year, everything's going to be great, just like it is now, and he's going to come live with you. Would you take that? And would you have any regrets about that?
Well, this is my question. I do want us to be together after. And I guess my question is, do we need to stay together in the meantime, or is this an opportunity?
You want your cake and eat it too.
Yes. If this was happening.
You want your cake and you want to eat it too. You want the cake and the eating.
Well, unless you are into that, is there any chance in your relationship that, I mean, you said you're a jealous person. Could you have a kind of arrangement where it's sort of open? You're staying in touch. You're still visiting each other, but you're allowed to play
She's
single.
She's jealous and has an anxious attachment style. Does that not answer
I mean,
your
you tell me. You tell me. Could you fathom having a sort of open arrangement for a year?
No.
No, let her answer.
I don't think she
can. I mean, I've thought about it, and I feel like I would potentially regret it, because I know that he could potentially meet someone else. But he could do that even if we weren't open.
Yeah, he could. I do think you kind of want to have your cake and eat it too. I mean, this is sort of this is a real life predicament. Andy's giving me a look. I feel like you're speechless right now.
Wait, why?
Let it out.
Andy, I could take it.
No, it's not. I don't have any tough love for you. I just feel like I don't know what you want in life. I'm having a hard time understanding. Like, you're in a really happy relationship. Yes, he's long distance. Yes, but you see each other quite a bit, and you know he's done in a year. And a year, maybe, I don't know, you're 24, you're young. Years are longer when you're 24. A year for me is like 2 weeks now. It's I could stand on my head for a year. It's no problem. But it's only a year. And there's a decent chance, and I hate to be like this, there's a decent chance you guys are going to break up anyway at some point in life. And it's just the odds.
It's a very
Those are the odds.
Decent chance.
At 24 and 26, the odds say slightly favor you guys breaking up. Even if everything goes swimmingly, even a year from now, you move in, everything's still great. Still the odds say you're probably going to break up at this age. I'm just saying, going by the statistics. So you'll still have that time after that to do whatever you want.
After they're likely
after you guys have broken up, which I know is going to happen in about two years and 3 months, you can have all the time in the world. What I'm saying is, you're at the age right now where you can burn a year easily. Like, you're young, you're very young.
Enjoy
you can
it.
Burn a year.
Enjoy your youth.
Yeah.
Stop in the relationship.
In general.
Yeah. Stop stressing out so much. Just enjoy the relationship. If it doesn't work out, then you can go and do whatever you want and be single. If it does work out, it may still not work out and you still may get your cake and eat it too.
I have two things I want you to consider. The first is you could stay together. He could come back after this year and you could be together and you, based on the vibe I'm getting from you, will still have a what if factor to you because you're just thinking about the other scenarios, even if he's there. Am I right or wrong about that?
What if in terms of like...
Like what if, you know, this is good. He's here now. We're living together. You know, we're talking about the future. I have a feeling based on just talking to you for a little while that you are likely, and I say this because I relate to you. It's not coming from a judgmental place. It's the what if of, but I wasn't really single that long. You know, I didn't really see what else was out there. I don't know what if that grass is indeed greener. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is that that is going to be in your mind no matter what, whether or not you take this year apart.
And I just want to say, like, I am the last person to tell someone at 24, like, no, stay in this relationship. This is good. I'm like, go have fun. Live your life.
That's why
I'm
surprised.
You're young. But this is what I look in the 1980s, Pat Benatar, I don't know if you know who that is. She sang a song called Love is a Battlefield. So she's love is a battlefield. Now love is like a nuclear hellscape. Like you're so lucky you're in a relationship. You have no, it's horrible out there. It's a mess. It's a mess. Be happier in this relationship. Have fun. Stop overanalyzing everything. I'm telling you.
Unless you want to be single.
Yeah.
If you want to be single, you need to admit that to yourself. Do you want to be single more than you want to be in a relationship?
Do you
want to
be in a happy relationship or single? But you have a choice right now. You can do it right this. You can call him up right now and be single. Do you want that? You're going to have it.
No. You guys are surprising me. I really felt that you were going to say that it was really dumb for someone young to waste their time on something that's not present.
It's dumb for someone young to waste their time in a relationship that's not worth your time.
Yeah.
But this relationship is solid. You say you love this guy. You say you really would be very upset if he was with somebody else.
And I just want to now circle back to my second point. I said that I wanted you to bear two things in mind. The second one is... Again, based on the personality that I think you have, if you were to end this relationship because you want to be single, you don't want to do long distance, you want to experience being 24 and free, you would also have what ifs. If this relationship ended, he met someone else, you just ended it because of logistics, that would haunt you far more, I think.
Yeah, you'd be ruminating a lot over that one.
That's a fair point.
We get another call from you.
I relate so much to your thought process. I really do.
I feel like I'm torturing myself unnecessarily. It sounds
yes,
like.
You are.
And this is one of those things that's a lot easier to spot when it's not yourself.
Really? Okay.
I don't know what your friends are telling you, but I feel like we just met you and you're going around in circles and there's always going to be a what if. You think that when I met Andy, there wasn't the slightest what if? You know, there comes a point where you just sort of have to weigh what will haunt you the least.
Yeah.
What makes you the happiest given the information you currently have.
What will haunt you the least? I like that.
That's good.
I know it's not it's very heavy. Romantic, but.
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may get another chance to be single in life, but you will get very few chances to meet someone that you feel this connected with and this happy about. That I guarantee. And I will tell you statistically, no offense to all our past callers or Q&A people, but 9 out of 10 people who ask our advice are in a bad relationship. Okay.
They're in a
questionably good.
But at least 50 to 60%.
My point is, I am always sure. When I tell someone like get out of this relationship, I'm always 100% sure. And I'm telling you that I rarely tell someone to stay in a relationship, like force them to stay in a relationship. Very rarely. But I am sure that you should stay in this relationship right now. Okay? I'm telling you, stay in it. Don't question it. You've got a good thing. Most people don't. A lot of people never find it. You found it here. You are 24. Too bad it didn't come when you were 26 or 27. Sorry. That's life. What are you going to do? But you never know what the future is going to bring. This could be, this relationship could be over in a month against your will. You have no idea. He's a free will person who lives in another place right now. Who knows? A lot of hot, crazy art students, as you said. You never know what's going to happen. Enjoy it while it lasts. Enjoy it while it's good. The day that it stops being good, I want you to break up with him with prejudice. Then you'll be single.
So this is not at all what you were expecting.
No, it really wasn't. I'm kind of surprised. I think part of, can you indulge me for one more dynamic here? Like, something I really learned in my last relationship is the importance of maintaining a sense of self in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of listening to your podcast has like reiterated that. And it's something that I struggle with, because when I'm in love with someone, I'm just like, I want to hang out with you all the time. Everything is more fun when you're around. Why would I not do things with you around? So then I can just like lose myself in relationships. And that's what happened to me before. So I think I'm kind of like just really afraid of letting myself let that happen again. So that's why I'm kind of like on edge about the like needing to be to be alone or whatever.
Okay. Based on what you just said, though, I actually think that this being long distance is you having your cake and eating it, too.
Yeah.
Because that means you get to foster that sense of self. Mm-hmm. You can still live your life. You know, you can it's not necessarily about being single. You can still be a yes person. You can still have all your adventures. You can still be 24. Yes, it hurts. Yes, that aspect of it hurts. But also, don't let it hurt more than it needs to, first of all. And you are responsible for that. I really think some people, when they're long distance, they make it worse for themselves based on how they behave and their thought processes, honestly.
Yeah.
So I would implore you to work on that, on that anxious attachment style and the thought that, like, oh, your heart is just, you just are constantly missing out on time with him and therefore feel like you're missing out on dating other people. Fostering your sense of self means being alone and in a relationship at the same time.
And also, there's more to life than love. I know, you know, that's that love is important, but there's a lot more out there. You know, enjoy your life on your own.
You're in Brooklyn.
You're by yourself. You know, even flirt with guys if you want. Not too heavy, just a light, you know, have fun, be young, but be on your own and foster yourself. You don't have to. You don't have to be a nun.
Yeah, still live life.
How do you guys maintain your senses of selves while not being long distance? Like,
I don't have any sense of self anymore.
Really?
I have a podcast called Dear Shandy. My name doesn't even exist anymore. It's okay. I let go. It's
really?
Fine. No, we totally maintain. We are very independent people. We have our own things. We're
we actually like time apart, too. Like, when I have an opera gig, I'm like, sweet.
Oh, it's great. I'm single again in most ways.
You know, I do think that, and I think that part of it is a personality thing, but also part of it is an age thing. I do think that plays into this. You know, when I met Andy, I was 29.
Yeah, I had already fostered myself heavily fostered by that time. Yourself. Yeah, there had been a heavy fostering.
You somehow
fostering.
Make that sound really dirty.
Some ways, yeah.
It is sort of like flicking a switch somewhat in your mind that says, my identity is not being half of this relationship. And I get the feeling, and of course you can always correct me that if I'm wrong, that you are putting a little too much stock in the fact that you're in this relationship, honestly.
Okay.
You can be in this relationship, look forward to seeing him, be in touch with each other, update each other on your days, and have all, like, really benefit and enjoy the trappings of being in a relationship and still go and do all the other shit that makes life really fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to reiterate, when things, if and when things start not being that great, end it. Don't wait a day. Just end
it. Okay.
Because I know we're on a hair trigger. You're like, I kind of want to be single. But as long as the relationship's great, I could never advise you end a great relationship ever. I don't care what age you are. But I'm telling you right now, well, I mean, there's limits, but 24 is fine. You're at the low end. Unfortunately, you met a guy when you're 24. Just timing. That's how things work. But As soon if, I'm not saying they will, but if, I'm telling you, if things start going south, a relationship in the first 2 years really has to keep building and at least plateauing. But if it starts going down, when you start to see that tail turn down, you have to end it because you really have a strong urge to be single. So don't let yourself stay in a relationship that's not moving on up.
Yeah, don't pull what his ex-girlfriend did and stay in it for 5 years.
And that's funny, but it's also not funny. I'm saying this because he's not going to do it. He won't pull the ripcord.
Yeah, wait.
This guy will stay with you forever.
Because you feel like you're being really emphatic about ending things as soon as it goes badly, because he probably won't.
Two reasons. One is he won't, based on his past relationship, which is the only useful bit of information I got from you talking about that. By the way, everything else was pointless. I don't
know
why. I don't even, it doesn't matter at all.
Andy,
that
really?
Was the one bit of information. Yeah, who cares what you guys did before?
Really?
I don't care if you had sex with your ex-boyfriend the same day you met him. Who cares?
Really?
Yes. 100%.
Wow. Okay.
But one tidbit of information that was important is that the guy doesn't know how to break up with girls. So it's going to be your job. And that's why I'm so emphatic about it. It's going to be her job.
Okay, we're making assumptions.
The only way
based on a small bit of evidence, but it does support your point.
It's a big piece of evidence. Those patterns usually...
No, I think you're right, Andy.
Yeah, there are breaker-uppers and there are breaker-uppies, and usually they don't change.
But that said, I also think it's important to maintain a sense of equality in the relationship. Because right now I'm kind of getting the feeling that you're the one calling the shots.
I mean, he's just like a chill, nice guy with a secure attachment who's like pleasant to be around. You can bring him anywhere. He'll get along with anyone. He's like emotionally intelligent. It's fine, but he isn't like, doesn't psych. He's just like, I like you. Why wouldn't I be with you? Is like the beginning and end of it for him.
Okay. You do love this guy. You're in love with him, right?
Or are you with him because it is so easy?
Done.
And he?
No, okay. I really love him.
What are your top three favorite things about this relationship?
Okay.
Sorry, not this relationship, about him.
About him. Yeah. We have fun together. It's like able to be lighthearted. And like, we're really good friends in addition to being able to like have a deep emotional connection where I feel like he's emotionally aware and like in tune with me, but it can also be like a fun time. He has different interests than me. Like, he is a graphic designer. He's in a band. He has things that he cares about in life that are different than the ones I do, but we can like include each other in them. So he has a sense of self outside.
I was about to say, it sounds like he has a good sense of self.
Mm-hmm. He does. But I expected him to be more, that was one of the things I liked about him at the beginning. Cause my ex was like, just no sense. We were just meshed, no senses of self, but my boyfriend has that. And I thought he would be like more good about having boundaries when we were together, but he wasn't that good at it. It's just hard. I feel like when you're young and in love, to have senses of self. Is that true? Or is that just me?
I mean, there's some.
A little,
some
but also that.
Unless you have extremely codependent style in relationships, I found, and I'm not uncodependent, but I found in my life, I learned as much, if not more, about myself in relationships as I did when I was outside of relationships.
Absolutely. Just as you learned from your last relationship.
Yeah.
That's true. I think that speaks to that there is still like evolving and growing that I could do in the relationship.
Yes. And if it's the right relationship, you may find yourself in even more so than if you were single. Your love may actually guide you to your true self.
Wow.
That's about as happy an analysis you'll get from me.
And what was the third thing you love about him?
He's like, simple in a way that attracts me because I'm like overthinking everything all the time. And he's just like, it's good to play music. Humans have done that for thousands of years. We should do this. It's good to be with your family. People should have families and be connected to them. Like, it's good to be in nature. And he's just like, okay, I'm going to just do those things in my life and that will be a good life. Whereas I'm like, why the fuck are we here? Like, climate change, like, I'm anxious. And he's like, I actually have a show. I'm going to go
play a guitar. So
it's like basically like Woody Allen and Bob Marley. It's good stuff.
Marcella, I wouldn't.
Sorry, that wasn't the point of that analogy.
Of course she went there.
Yeah, I know. Come on, really?
Oh, God, I feel like we're learning so much about you in this call. I would enjoy not only your youth and this relationship, but life more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, yes, the world is going to shit. Trust me, we're well aware. Yeah. We think about this a lot. But you're not gonna look back on your time on this earth, especially your 20s, and be like, damn, I'm so glad I spent all that time being anxious about things I couldn't control.
And let's face it, the world's been going to shit ever since the world started. There's always been going to shit times, right? I mean, maybe the 90s was the only time I remember.
Especially now.
Yeah, there's definitely a heavy going to shit now. But enjoy what you have. Most people don't find what you have now. Enjoy it.
You guys are sure it's not an absurd waste of time?
This relationship?
Are you insane? Do you want to be in love or do you just never want to? Like, I don't understand. How could it be a waste of time? You found something that 90% of people are killing themselves to find and some most never find.
Unless you're not telling us the truth and you're actually not that stoked about this relationship. You just think it's a good relationship and good for you and good enough.
Okay, I'm not underplaying how excited I am about the relationship. I'm perhaps underplaying how hard being long distance is for me. Like, it, Charlene, to your point of like, it could be a blessing in disguise of like, I'm able to like actually explore the sense of self thing while being connected to the relationship. Like, that's really hard for me. And I like find my, like, I don't know. I'm trying to,
I think you've got the best of both worlds, because at your age, you can, as I said, you can burn this year. You can just toss it. Doesn't matter. You got plenty of time. Okay.
Okay.
So there's no clock. You have no clock to worry about. And you get to be in love with a guy and you get to be by yourself. You should be grateful for this scenario. It's perfect for you.
Two things. The first is, a friend once told me this and I never forgot it. You cannot be grateful and fearful at the same time.
Yes.
So if you take a moment to take stock of what you have in this relationship that you have to be grateful for, then you cannot fear. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I would focus a bit more on what is great here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the second thing is a question. Do you have a hard time being alone in general?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm working on this, Charlene.
That sounds like a therapy question.
I am in therapy.
I was about to say this.
And I meditate every day. I'm working on it. And I know that it's a problem. I'm trying to be nicer to myself too.
Good.
I know that it's an area for growth. And I just, I feel I'm like an extrovert, I guess, but in a way that potentially is not healthy, where I'm like uncomfortable being alone. And that worries me because I saw how it could really destroy a relationship in my last one. So I feel like maybe overcorrecting in this relationship, where I'm like really need to like enforce boundaries and like we need to take breaks from being together. And is this dumb that we're long distance or whatever? And I think I'm overcorrecting, but I'm again in therapy. So,
yeah, we're not therapists. This definitely sounds like a good thing to work on. And I love that you are aware of it and are acknowledging it. But I think this conversation will hopefully make you realize that what you have is something that a lot of people want and are not able to find. And you used the word self-sabotage in the beginning. I don't like using that term lightly, but I don't think you're not doing that.
Okay. Hopefully this will make me not do that.
I would take more stock of what makes you happy in this relationship. And like Andy said, when you feel it is no longer making you happy, then that is a different bridge that you will cross and address.
Okay.
Clean cut, if that happens.
I mean, she can assess. She doesn't have to sniff it right away.
It's scary to meet someone that you're like, I could be with them for a long time. It's both exciting and scary.
Yeah. Love is scary.
But I do think the excitement should exceed the fear.
Yeah.
And if you feel the fear is exceeding the excitement, then maybe you just really do want to be alone. But if, like, otherwise, though, that fear is always going to exist. Mm-hmm. Like, when you get married, if you're an overthinker like I am, there's always a sense of, like, you know, I literally married the person who I felt I had the most confidence in, given my personality and the circumstances. But you can't see into the future. You never know. Mm-hmm. You can only weigh your options. And a big factor is, can you live without this person? I felt I could not live without this person. If I did not choose to prioritize this relationship, I would regret it. And so far, I trusted my gut then, and so far it was not wrong.
You would have been haunted if you had done that.
Yes. I went with the path that I felt would haunt me the least. Love.
The least haunting path.
I'm glad to hear you say this, Charlene, because I feel like no one ever talks about that side. Like, it's just like, oh, we knew we loved each other. It was great. But like, I overthink things, so I can feel like, oh, is there something wrong with me? Am I doing this wrong or whatever? Because I'm still analyzing a little bit.
I don't think there's anything wrong with you, but I think that it can spiral, and I would keep a close eye on that side of yourself. Mm-hmm. Just as I have had to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're haunted. Otherwise, you just live in fear of regret, which I feel like is going to happen anyway. So at least put a lid on that, because otherwise you're just not living life.
Yeah. And again, I can count on one hand the amount of times I've demanded someone stay in a relationship on this show.
I feel like that's the biggest thing.
I know, Andy, I'm really surprised again, but I will think of you saying that the next time that I spiral about it.
Good. And when you break up with him, think of me.
Why are you so sure we're going to break up? Do you wait, but seriously, is it because young people?
He's just...
Andy, are you sensing something wrong with the relationship that I should know about?
You're extremely easy to trigger neurotically.
I'm kidding. I know.
No. I think you guys are great. And I'm just saying,
if it ever turns south,
just be decisive.
And I think it's important, again, that if it turns south, it turns south because you saw it through. You realized that it was an incompatibility in the relationship and not because he was far away and you didn't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't let logistics be the thing.
No.
I think whenever possible, it's one thing if he was moving to
if you told me he was just starting a degree, a 4-year degree, and he was going to be gone for 4 years, I would say, I honestly might say, just call it a day. 1 year you can do.
She has enough data to know that it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's not like you just met this past summer.
No.
You met last summer. Yeah. You've done the year. You've been together for over a year now. You have enough data to support the fact that this relationship is worth your investment and effort.
Right.
Unless, again, you can always leap in to tell us we're wrong.
If there was one thing to hang my hat on telling you to get out of this relationship, I would tell you to. I can't find anything. Okay. I want to tell you to get out of this relationship, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
My hands are tied.
Marcella, do you have any other questions?
I think you guys covered it. Don't think at all about the last relationship.
No.
Not for a second.
No.
Okay.
Except his bad breakup skills. Be wary of that.
I mean, and of course, we're coming at it from, we don't know the details. I'm sure he's told you details. You're welcome to tell us whatever you want. But just the fact that he was in a 5-year relationship that she ended and then he wasn't single for very long, unto itself is not the kind of information that supports, oh, we shouldn't be together
anymore. Particularly the fact that you're focusing in on the timing of these relationships. Yeah. It's irrelevant, completely irrelevant. Don't think about that. Don't think about it. Okay. Just think about the moment that you're in now. You're in love. You're happy. He happens to be in another place, but not for much longer. You're on your own. You can have a fun time. Just, you know, enjoy it. Stop being so heady.
Okay. I'll try.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. That was a very amusing call. Went in a very different direction than I was expecting. Mm. I told Andy heading into this, I said, based on what I remember about her email, I think we're going to tell her to break up.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I didn't tell him anything about your email. I just said, based...
No. I've been anxious about this because I'm like, we're going to have to break up after I I'm not kidding.
I mean, usually you'd be right, but
yeah,
unfortunately for you, not in this case.
No, it had been a while since I had read your email, and I was like, just based on the vibe I remember getting, I got the vibe from your final paragraph, I believe, where I was like, I feel like she just wants to be single. Mm. But what you're telling me now is not really. You're just sort of, you are thinking in a grass is greener way and are going to have what ifs no matter what. Mm-hmm. If you're single, you're going to be like, what if? I ended that prematurely and now he's dating someone else. Like, that's going to haunt me forever. That's just how you are.
Well, be grateful. To break
grateful. And I'm not that person. I'm not that woo-woo person that's like, gratitude. But seriously, I think that would help you get out of this spiral,
yeah,
this rut. Okay.
And your boyfriend's going to be psyched to listen to this episode.
He's really not.
Like, go, Shandy. Because usually they put out a hit on me.
We listen together sometimes. And when I've obviously had this conversation with him about, I think maybe we should break up about this or whatever. And he's, yeah, one time he was like, should we ask Shandy?
Well, now we're really glad we told you to stay with him.
Yeah, I like him. I'm glad you didn't tell me that at first. I would have been biased.
Yeah.
But actually biased towards what I believe. So it doesn't matter.
Marcella, okay, Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. That was very amazing, honestly.
Thank you, God.
Not that we're amused by your anxiety, but it is. I think that
we're allowed to be amused by a healthy relationship.
Yeah, and hopefully our amusement shows you that you're overthinking this.
Yeah,
I'm happy you guys are amused.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, keep us posted and thank you for calling.
Yeah.
And yeah, good luck there with the long distance. Not easy.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye. Okay. She was adorable.
Yeah, that was pretty cute.
I felt her. Like, I really relate to her overthinking.
Oh, yeah.
Ness.
Me too. But in this case, she was her worst enemy, I think.
Yeah. And again, self-sabotage, I'm always like, oh, it's such a strong statement to be like, you're self-sabotaging. But again, I don't think she's not doing that. And the fact that when we talked to her more, again, based on her email, I was like, oh, I feel like she just wants to be single. She could live without him. That's big. She could live without him. And so I was like, okay, so forget it. But then talking to her, there was nothing wrong with this relationship. She loves him dearly. Yeah. She, in fact, just misses him so much. That's what causes her so much pain. The fact that she's going to have what ifs no matter the scenario just means that you just have to go with the thing that makes you the happiest. Mm-hmm. And the happiest is to be in this relationship, even if it's a pain in the ass logistically for now.
It's a very classic, if it ain't broke, don't fix it situation. Like, would I have rather her met this guy at 27? Sure.
Sure, yeah.
Who cares?
After 3 years of being single and living it up and,
But who knows what she would have been through? You just got it. Like, with love, don't question it. If it comes along and it's real, go with it. You know? There's no questioning. She's just too neurotic, too heady. She's got to slow down and appreciate the moments.
Gratitude.
Yeah.
What was it? Fear and gratitude cannot coexist.
Yeah.
I do think that a lot of people will relate to that. But what ifs are going to happen no matter what? People have to remember that.
Yeah.
There's only so many choices. You only have one life.
Yeah.
If only you could do all the things and make sure that there are no what ifs. It's just not possible.
I would like to be a professional baseball player right now in addition to my regular life. But
I think all the time about other career paths, having lived in other places, having said yes to that one opportunity that would have changed the course of my entire life.
Yeah. If it feels good in the love department, do it. If it feels healthy, do it. If you're trying to make up reasons why you shouldn't be in a currently very good relationship, you should stop that process. Stop thinking. Just live and experience and be happy.
You made a good point, especially at that age. She will learn so much, not only about herself, but also how she is in relationships based on this and seeing it through. Cutting it off before you really see it through and see what happens is not any, it's not really self-preservation, really.
I have a very out there theory about this. I feel that men more than women, but women and men both do almost everything in order to find a better mate. So everything you do, whether it be a hobby, a job, the way you style your hair, the way you dress, the way you talk, the things you're interested in, the books you read, everything consciously or subconsciously is directed towards making yourself better to find the best mate.
Is it like
mate.
A bird working on its dance? Yeah, it's like mating dance.
Everything's a peacock
it's like
of sorts.
Pruning its feathers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that, speaking of personal growth, when you're in a really healthy relationship, that's where you're most comfortable to let that whole area of energy go and just be your actual self and grow and be like, oh, this is who I am when I'm not trying to chase love.
Yeah.
This is who I am when I'm not trying to chase tail,
yeah.
for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
And that I felt in my life is where I've had the most growth.
Yeah.
Where I've just been like, all I'm thinking about is this person and who I am.
Yeah.
Not about who I need to be to attract all of them.
I can relate to what you're saying a lot, actually. And for me, it wasn't even like I think I am a serial monogamist, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily think that means that I wasn't ready, therefore, to have the relationship with you that I now have. I had boyfriend after boyfriend after boyfriend after boyfriend. There were some single stints in there for sure, or some like situationships, of course. But I don't feel like, oh, I was single for 2 years solid and therefore I found myself. I learned who I was and, you know, therefore I was ready to be in a relationship.
Right.
I don't really believe that that's absolutely necessary. For some people, of course. But I agree with you because whenever I was in those relationships, I could learn a lot from myself about how I felt about the relationship by whether or not I was doing exactly what you're talking about. The pruning of the feathers, the working on my dance. Like if I was still kind of thinking like what else is out there, putting myself together in a certain way to go out when I did have a boyfriend long distance or not, you know, just that sort of, you just learn about your level of satisfaction and what, and identifying what you're missing in that relationship. Maybe it's not enough to end it over, but you're just learning. Everything is learning. The journey, not the destination.
Right. She's like, it's like she's on this beautiful, wonderful, like party boat.
Yeah.
And she sees some like other party boat sailing by and she's like, that looks like it might be a better party. Like, no, you're on a good party boat. Just stay on your boat. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
We actually have a friend we were out with relatively recently. We talked about this. Because we were comparing him to another friend who does chase parties or does chase a good time.
Yeah.
And this friend was like, I don't believe in chasing a good time. Like if you take stock of the moment you're in, the place you're at, the bar you're at, the club you're at, the restaurant you're at or whatever, look where you're seated and the music you're listening to, the volume level. Can you hear the people you're talking to? Are you having a good conversation? Are you enjoying yourself? Is it good company?
It's so true. Every time I've been having a really good time at a bar... And I've been like, hey, let's go to this other place. It always goes downhill.
Yeah.
And to this day, I haven't fully learned that lesson.
I think it's an ongoing lesson to be learned. But this one particular friend, I think, really has that under control. Yeah. And it's a great skill and mindset because it does make you appreciate, again, gratitude.
Yes.
It makes you think, sure, we could go to a place where we could be dancing. Or maybe it's slightly less crowded or slightly less loud.
Right.
But then you're like, but actually, this music's really great. We have a seat. We can hear each other talk. Like,
Are you having fun?
Yes. Take stock.
Are you enjoying your life right now? If you are, keep enjoying it. You're doing very damaging, addictive drugs.
Yes. Okay, of course. We have to add the caveat that we're not accounting for abusive relationships where it's up and down and all this stuff. But
if you are having a healthy, good time, have a healthy, good time.
Yeah.
The one thing that gives me pause is that if she's in a relationship that's really great, the last thing you think about in those types of relationships, early on especially, is... maybe I should be single.
I know what you mean.
Right. The fact that she has the headspace to think about whether she'd rather be single or in the relationship suggests to me that it's not a perfect relationship.
We asked so many times, like, is there something wrong? Do you feel like there's anything?
But when I've been, and I'm sure when you've been, in these magical, like, beautiful honeymoon love relationships, the last thing you're thinking about is like, maybe I'd be better off single.
Yeah, but I do think the long distance factor really plays into this. It really does, because it's so not only difficult, but inconvenient to be in a long distance relationship to the point where you can be like, is this worth it?
Yeah, I guess.
Especially if you're already the type of person who overthinks.
Well, I guess it depends if you're a distance makes the heart grow fonder or a, what's the other one? I forgot.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. It depends which one of those type of person you are, I think.
It sounds like she's distance, honestly. It sounds like it's difficult for her not be with him.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
So if this heart's even fonder, then why is she questioning whether she should be in the relationship?
I understand what you mean. Like, you could look at this on the surface and be like, oh, the fact that she could even imagine being without him means that there's something wrong with the relationship. But I relate to her. She thinks about everything from every angle, from every what if. And it's a blessing, but mostly a curse, honestly.
Yeah.
In this case, we gave her so many opportunities to say one thing negative about the relationship. It's possible she didn't because she knew he would be listening. So we have to always consider that. But I don't think that's the issue here.
I think
she's the kind of person that doesn't appreciate a good thing when she has it and instead focuses on what could be better or what's wrong with it.
Yeah, I think she needs to let nature take its course.
Yes, yes. I think that's a wrap.
Yeah, that's it.
I feel like we beat this one to death.
Bam!
But it was a positive message.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think there were many messages here, even though it was an easy answer,
yeah.
I felt.
Yeah.
There were many things to be learned in this one.
Yeah. And this is also one of those easier said than done situations. It's a lot easier said than done to be like, stop ruminating, like worry less.
Right. Of course.
Yeah. Be less anxious.
But you can be aware of like, here I go, I'm ruminating. You can check it and say, I'm stopping this.
Yes.
I'm going to like focus on doing something else that's going to distract me.
Yes.
Like, you can create patterns where you stop getting so heady about things that you shouldn't be heady about. And she should not be heady about this.
No.
She's 24 too. If she was like, she could literally go into cryo freeze for all of 24 and wake up at 25 and her life would almost be no different. It's like, you could just burn years. So.
Until she can't.
Wow, that was dark. Damn.
And on that dark note, yeah. I think it's time to wrap.
It sure is.
If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can keep Dear Shandy in business by liking, subscribing, hitting the notification bell, following us on Instagram, leaving us iTunes ratings and reviews, preferably all the stars that you
preferably
can,
good ratings if possible.
And telling your friends. Mm-hmm. Did I say that one?
You said it, but you can say it again.
Telling your friends and doing all the things you would do to support a podcast that you enjoy. And on that note, that is a wrap for this caller episode of Dear Shandy. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you next time. Bye. Dear Shandy.